Tati shiro ki leo tila ta tawa dan gombas dine rinpaya chinto tingdwa dino nyi ta tawi kor nuk chik tawi kor la ta karay yor suna tanda ta techen choto dhruwa sheng dwa ta tawi kor la karay chine techen choto dhruwa yungu yor suna ani tawa di ta chik chwe tan chik ani tongpa nyi res umi ke tawa dine sheng dwa o dila ta chik teba menpa di zogi dine Tony, Chedani, Tony Res, Shesageda, Do, Sanji Gene, Shaching in Doyra, or Dizot Sama, then Sanji Kamara, Sendi, Yamamu Shimda, or the Dilla, and the Nege, Shaching in Do, Lung, that Dilla Lung Tejan Shibra, or the Sanji Kare Sendi, that Dini, Tejan Cho the Druguyak Junsendo, that Dinish Chanda, or Dilla that Tejan Cho the Druva Dilla, Lung, that Shaching in Do, the Soya, Sanji Kaimba Druk, Dinashi. ता लम तोंबा नी द गोया मिंदुस करे सनानी देशी की नीलू देन तोंई ना न सो न्यो मां पा तो दो से ने थ्या मेंबर द सो या चुंग दा ओ द द ला तोंनी लम तोंनी दि न्यो बडवा सिंग दा ता ड्रिबा नी पावर छे वाला इंच मिची की छे तां जी की नीलू तोंबा नी द तो गो रेस रिनी की न्यो बो देता तोंनी रे लॉस छ बजी यो मारे सिंग द नी ता ड्रुंग दा ओ द नी यो बिना ने ता तांबो शेचिंग की ता दो द सो संजे की काई बा ड्रवा छे देला ने ता खशे Parchava de Kandu Shizuman, that didn't dig a trade of my share.
So listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking that now I will lead all sentient beings who have been my parents to the state of complete enlightenment, the state of complete freedom from all suffering. The text we're studying, the Bodhicitta Avatara, is present in 10th chapter, and then chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. In this chapter on wisdom, then there's a discussion of the view and of meditation. We're now in this discussion on the view, and within that, more particularly, by the discussion of the supremacy, the excellence of the Mahayana, and the supremacy of the Mahayana, its excellence, come from the fact that it teaches the emptiness of all phenomena. This is what the teaching, the emptiness of the fact that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence. And this is what is taught, for example, in the Prajnaparamita Sutras. And then there are objections raised to that and kind of a discussion about the authenticity of those teachings. And so it is established those teachings. First, there's a discussion of how those teaching are actually the teachings of the Buddha. They correspond to the scriptural dharma of the Mahayana, those Prajnaparamita sutras. And there's also a discussion about the fact that the emptiness is the path, about the path of emptiness, about the fact that emptiness acts as an antidote to remove the negative emotions, because some say that actually we don't need emptiness because we have the Four Noble Truths, and if we realize the Four Noble Truths, then we realize we reach to liberation, so there's no need for emptiness. But then, so that is a second point that is discussed here. That emptiness is like the ultimate kind of antidote and to negative emotions. And so, the emptiness as the path. And so, within that, we are still in the discussion of establishing the text of the Mahayana text, the Mahayana sutras, as authentic scriptures, and in that we covered much Quran, and we still have a little bit more in that discussion to cover.
That day, in Chegi Kareshi was the Ninikasan Nyendu Tzoge, Tangmun Bing Ajachi, Kansatiso, Tso Tsung, the mother Nyendu Tamaki, that Yatsu Maradin. Wimbing Ajachi and Tzoga, that Kareshi was the Denshik in Nilu de Toyna. अनि न्यूमो बने न्यांगिले दे बिकोमो तोटु यरेस मातो तोनी तोबा गवा काय मिंदोसेन दे निया शेसन ओदा देला लें करे जगोरस दे दिने तोनी मातो शिंदो देशी कि नेलु दे थोय यरेस न ति थोय यमरेस ओदि त थोय मेबी छु दे त कांदला जुगन दा मा बु शेसन ninji michi denshiki nilu tuan che bala, toni togo nda. Odi toni mato na denshiki nilu tuan yo mara esen doni. Ta diyan chige, odi nechi che res.
And so there's this objection that has been raised by those shravakas who are conceited by intellectual pride. It doesn't mean to say all, you know, shravakas and object to the in this way to the Mahayana teachings, but some, you know, just out of their intellectual pride, then say that actually we don't need to realize emptiness, because if we just see directly the Four Noble Truth, then we reach liberation. So there's no need for realizing emptiness, and so for no need for those teachings on emptiness as well. But then it is the answer to that is that it is impossible to see directly the Four Noble Truth without realizing emptiness. So the realization of emptiness is necessary.
And
so if we do not realize emptiness, then we won't be able to see the Four Noble Truths. So this is one of the fault of the problem of their assertion. This has been explained already. Other problems or faults that come also if we do not realize emptiness is that we cannot reach to the ultimate liberation. They said that in order to reach to the state of adulthood, then we need to liberation from suffering, we need to remove all negative emotions or all emotional obscurations. Once all the emotional obscurations are removed, then we reach to the state of adulthood, and that is the freedom from the, then we are free from the suffering of samsara. But that is not the ultimate result or the ultimate goal of the path, as the Shravaka think. For the Shravakas, then this state of liberation where we have removed all the emotional obscurations is the ultimate goal, but that is not actually the case. Because when we reach at that level, once we've removed all the emotional obscuration of the negative emotions, then we are free of the all the sufferings of samsara, but we are not free of all suffering, and so this is not the ultimate result, ultimate fruition, this that we seek to attain.
That jivaniya, jivaniya na ni nyendu de pawa tsangi kasi nyendu thato thogya na ni drachumba de nyendu pawsaran sama. Odi ni drachum ki kumbu thama thato ni dunga sama le. Dunga tsama le drawik in deb tatu togu na, ni drachung ki kumbo tama tatu, kansa de ni, dunga tanji le drawik in deb tatu de, toba de chronk in deugu ures.
And so, as we know, there's, we talk about two types of obscuration. And the Sravaka consider that once we've removed, eliminated all the emotional obscurations, then we reach to the ultimate goal, because they do not consider that there is other obscuration that would be that we would have to remove. That when so removing all the emotional obscuration, then we are completely free from all suffering, and that there is nothing else, nothing more, no other obscuration that we would need to remove. So that is the assertion of the Shravakas, the way that they consider, and that is why they see the level of an arahat as being the ultimate goal.
Daddy, kozoge a dedo keling in sanga zogi pena nyumon bi jeba chama pan sa ina ni kanza de deb tatu togo yoba de ngazo keling in lawa ina andi kelen dog mare sore dadi kasi kelen sa ina drachamba de sola driba nyik no ne nyedi yo mare se ine drachamba de sola dunga chama pan go yores na andi dunga meba res na dunga meba mare se dunga yores pena ani mo nga chi puda ni phaba gujun ni sola Dajung Kombotoyre, Yine Tadung, Jawang Humiki, Leg, Namin Lama Dindelatin. Dunga Nyongu Yoba Tadunya, Tongures. O Dindi, that Chicken Yomobagi, Driba Pon Sangi, Dunga Tangi, Letroy, and Drebuti, any Shatu Yomaris. Cassi di Shatuina, any Dajung, Mongachi Buddhisolaya, Dunga Megora, Takron Dajung Kombotosare, Yine Tadung, Jawang Humiki, Leg, Namin Lama, and Dunga Nyongu Yoba, the most migueres.
And so says this is indeed their position. So that the Shravakas, so when they do accept when you say, okay, so your position is that when you reach the level of hardhood, when you have eliminated all emotional obscuration, and so you are completely free from suffering once you've removed all those obscuration, and so that corresponds to the level of hardhood, and they say yes, that is our position. But actually, the answer to that is that this is not your position. Is you can't say this because, for example, Modgayayana, after you reach arthood, endured quite painful experiences and had to go through quite some suffering. So even though he had eliminated all emotional obscuration, still he was subject to suffering. He still experienced suffering. So you can't say that once we've eliminated all emotional obscuration, then also we are totally free from suffering.
That is, Mohongach Pola, Dunga Nyonsu Chisan, that is, Dundi, and the Sewishra Ting, Paje, the Nichi inside, for instance, Mohongach Pola, and Nyawala Kong Penrodila, the Ni Zundrugita, Nyawala Penrodi, and Mutegi Temba, the Pay Kronzugita, Temba Kedachimbo, the Nichi. Ini nyawal aje ni. Yang kurang je cik cewa dila ada cik kurang juga culu dende mampu cik nyalain je. Tapi kandar cik ta leh dila dende kurang dunga nyawal dunga mampu cik nyong juga dita mampu gajah buku zirus. Tapi si yang dende ni mudik tempat dila mampu gajah buku ya sih ni. Yang curang ya miula yang je yang lodi dende kong kelomah disola. Curang so dende culu dende na lu ya boh mendos. Anjo dunga mampu nyong dos. Odi panro chisen doni, che inji minji laro chisen doni. Len ro chi tanda. Len tanda da kong ya pe, ani chik tenpa dingi da loma mambu yasar kanda mudhe dine. Un koso la churon suku tenpa di magi nyawa la chene dunga mambu nyong dengi dus. Dina shin da di dunga nyong ya di manso ki chulu de da kanda yabu chire min dus. Odi pangu ngu dusen doni, dini segu dusen koke len di, ani loma dusu la lao yung de. Dini koso chama chong lani. Kupai mara res, manso ki ini tempat dini la kopi cium mampu tak dus. Tadi kau dongu res ni, ini sama ke juba ke cik dongu yang dulu. Ini kanda te dongu mampu cinya ni dini ke thora dah daya ke loji, tu dongya lah. Dina sih tapi apa gugun dia, lomba dulu mugi cembu pon ni, thama pace tejo dini, tejo sana thela ke dini je ni, cuno ni tu cuma lah dini yone. Odi he ni, tadi ke daya gua ke pace loji lah dini cira. Tadi so kanda Dine ke dunga nyongu yoga de. Chewang hami ke leg nami. Ta de chewang hama le leg hare chegu yoyme. Dik nami is shere dine de tringu do kandar. O dine chendo nye.
Kujja de. Kujja. Ka talato vato chuu nama de.
Nato di chegu yoya. Zamba ki chuu nama dudu do. Choma nama dago yoya. Dina shen. Dine kala shenda mara ne. Tela de dine dudu dane. De shene. Tadi ke daya ke loji yara. Tadi cewang amal leh desa ni, dik namin resen tu ni. Yara, ini yang dah ting mudu.
Lasa.
Dina shingi mohongachi pude yang dindere, dila namin chi, kanda lama degi dindere. Dingu la sharipu persegu da, sharipu ge tenpa degi len dindere chi ya chero chi segu de, dini kron miyo la yune, mudeg lama de zola, chunon tenpa de dindere chen du, dindere segu de se, kaze ke jaba yina ya, sukong ke zanyi gol maduro se sheng da, dago len do yasung mara, dini mohongachi pude jela pene, kongsung de, namin ke leg, namin tla de gora, da chik dunga de nyong gora, odik chene.
And so, for example, the story of Modgayayana, I don't remember clearly, but I think this is, you know, once when Modgayayana went to the hell realm, then he saw this this person who was the teacher of a religious group, and who kind of started his own kind of a religion, and then he was there in the hell realm and was experiencing a great deal of suffering. And when he saw Modgayayana, then he told him, well, when you go back to the human realm, can you tell my students, my followers, to stop making offerings to me? Because each time they make offerings, it's just, I mean, terrible pain. So the kind of the teachings I taught were not the right one, were kind of a, and so please tell them that when you go back. And so Mogayana went, and as he went back, so he went to see those people and told them, you know, what their teacher said. But then those people get pretty upset upon hearing, you know, what Mogayana told them, and get, you know, thinking that he was insulting their teacher and so on, and their religion, and so they start beating him. And so he then in this way experienced a lot of suffering. So there's a result of his suffering. There's also this Kubja also, don't remember sort of the story. I think this is like, you know, when we eat in sampa, then instead of sampa, he had some kind of dust or like some sand and things like that, and he was eating in the place of the sampa. And then it seems he was explaining the story that how he was the ripening of a certain karma, but I don't remember. In the same way, also Madhgayayana is you know, when actually he was with Shariputra. So first Shariputra went to see those people. And however much he would talk to them, he would try to explain to them, nobody would hear what he had to say about the teacher being in the hell and stopping to make offerings and stuff and things like that. So it seems that he didn't have like the karma for that to happen, you know, to be able to give this message. And but then when Mogayana spoke, then it seems he had the particular karma of being heard in a certain way, and so went through. Experienced a lot of suffering as a result of his karma. Then,
that de la kandar dunga nyoye chindo. Then dunga nyoye yode ta nyende de do kare lover. Ngumbi ngaja chindo. Oh, that de la chonya maras. Chewang hami ge chik le da nyoma la tene ta drachumbi ko kombon thobi koso. De chewang hami ge le ge nami lama de ta kuse de la nyong da. Oh, de nyong yores. Yine ya ko de nyona ya yanjar ta. Sikpa dila, kuwa dila, yanjar chewa linyan ki, ni kurang ki jula, seba, ta chaba nyumon di yue maras. O di indi, ta ko, chewa ngami ki, leda nyumon ki, nami lama nyoya yue niyan, yanjar nga su kuwa dila, chewa linyan ki, ju, seba di yue maras. O di indi, ta ko, kandar, jingdrebu tatu togu yus, yanjar sikpa shenda li da, ma, chek maras, ninsan jose di yanjar chea ju. O di indi, ta ko, ta chikdo da, kandar, jingdrebu tatu togu yus, shekwa.
And so, the Sharaka explained that here, so they still experience the karma due to the result of the karma they've accumulated in all their past lives, and so there's still some remaining karma that needs to ripen, that needs to be experienced. So this is what they are experiencing, but then since they do not have a negative emotions, they do not have this a craving that is the cause for taking subsequent existence in the samsara. And so, because of that, then they say that they will not take rebirth because they don't have the cause, which is the craving, because they've eliminated all negative emotions.
That is why Uma Bakalore. Drachamba deso led nyumana teni yanjar, koa de la do chigmares, chronok sheba nashi res. Ina ya nyendu chronokin deba nashi. Drachambi komo toni, teni mami sheba nashi. Mami de shiswa ina ko dig jin de chelunda, san meva chanunda. O dinan shin shegore, kozo drachon ke kombo tondo de dine, di kansa dege da, riba de jun che ne. Dine yanchar chia linya dan, dine kaya mes shegore, mami shiwa nan shin kandar, da de jun che nago yos shegore. 진치에 가르쳐 버렸을 때 고바 고바기 나나다 간사데 따도 내려고 했어 챙도 디 고바들 쭉 가드이는 인츠 연저 쭉 라야 요마스 어 디네치 챙도다 따디나 심마레스 다 저노즈게 셰바나시
아직도 긴저버스 나데 샘기 긴저버레
센데 다
간서 가리 긴저버 마르미 긴저버
마미 진체 봤을 때 다 지당에도 리도 다 진체가라. 이네 따짜니 간다르 수지 제원다고 내야매 봐. 지 시에 대바지 디시고서 센다 고바치라. 니 예메도 드네 다 디게 나나다 지네로에 시행다. 이네 따바지 시바데 디서 파치 진체라고 시행된다. 다 간다르 수 자니 그런 코아다 신간 신달 자니 그걸 지하면 봐지 지금 마음이 시원하 신체다 되네 그렇지
so then the Majjhimika then say that that is fine to say that they won't take birth again in samsara since they do not have the cause they've eliminated the Narada has eliminated all negative emotions so you won't take birth in samsara that is fine but the way that the Shravaka explained that is like extinguished flame so flame that is extinguished so it's like you know this continuity of flames you know it will never come back again when you know the flame is extinguished then it would never come back again so in the same way this is the way that they explain what happens when reaching an Arhathood this extinguishing of the flame or this end of the continuity of the continuum is correspond to the state of cessation in which they enter for and they would never arise again from it so they stay after that always in that state of cessation so this is how they explain and this is what the Madhyamika do not accept
that is mame shiva na shi reves na mares junzen karas na ganza dela yi chiran shin chi luis ni chi yures yi chiran shin ki luis de tape chi Sent Tawanda, which is Chadu, 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 dende yara ge yang zan ni me ba kron che ya ge ju choma ye na den ta chi du den lon drebe che ra odi na shin che ne da chong ba de zo la yi ge ran shin ge lu se ya de ru bi ge ju chama cho yore odi na shin de che wa che ba la ge kan yo ma ne sa
On the contrary, they have all the causes unhindered for the appearance of a subtle mental body. So mental body is still this thing that is called a mental body, and that corresponds to a kind of a subtle kind of a state of mind, and a subtle aspect of the mind. And here then, so the Madhyamika explained that the Shravakas, or the Arhat, they still have all the causes for this mental body to appear, and those causes also are unhindered, so there's no obstacle to the manifestation of the result of the causes. When all the causes are gathered, and there's nothing that prevent no kind of other obstacle that comes in the way, then the result has to, you know, cannot not come about. This is like in a field, you know, when we have all the condition for growing plants, and that there's no particular obstacle or things that come in the way, then the plants will grow. So it's the same here. We have all the causes and conditions for the arisal of this mental body, and nothing to hinder it or to block it. So therefore, this mental body, subtle mental body, would arise.
Da yigran shinke luise ya de ruba cheba la jutsu ye jutsu ma yores shesan ju kare yores de drachung ki chila seba yore tadu seba yode ta seba de chidang ki khola chewar chibi ki ju chade gara yine ya seba de la ni yore khola chewar chibi ki ju seba chik na ya dile shimi ki seba chik yora odin de drachung ki jilo yode ya ki seba de nganzinge ngazo danzin chira dike che shaya ke ani seba mares nganzin dile tene chu shaya ke seba de nyinde chade gor o de yo mares tin de ta kanle ro chi yore se de seba de pena kumon se she unda nyumon che maimbe kumon se de ni dra chumba de sola mishe bi ju ji yore se she gu ya mazo en yu chi ka be mishe ba se da ne chi ka be mishe ba se de ne ya mishe bi ju ji o de so ke mishe bi ke ju ji Momba de Yoba de Kronsky and Kelegor, Nidu Kronsky, Dajuna, Meshep Juki Yeres. O Dina Shingi, and a Seba de Nyumu, Nyundriki, Sebachi, Meba in a Nyundri Mayimbiki Sebachi, Kansatu Jela Yeres. O Din de Tanyundri Mayimbiki Seba de la Tenedini, Kansatu Jela Yukin and Shiki Lucede, and the Yu Yeres. Nyumunchen, the Nyumunchen Mayimbas Shilda, Nyumunchen Sia de Nyundri, Nyumunchen Mayimbiki Mimbas Eder. She did. What the nature channel?
Nyumonji, my imbissiva.
Oh, Nyumonji, my imbissiva yores. Drachum bijula, yigran shingi, lindriaki, jokara yores. Seba yores. This seba de Nanzilla teni chuingis, and seba de Maris Nanzini chuingis seba de. Nyundi chadegar, dikin quality chibi ju chegara, di mares. Di mayina, ta kandes yore se duyeti ne, drachun bate sola, mishibi ju jike momba de yoba chronzu ke kele yung doas. O di nanshin ke momba, ane nyundi mayin de nyike, ane momba shinda yore se. Ta de karere se duyeti ne, shidi chadegara.
So we said that those sharakas have all the causes for the mental body, the subtle mental body to appear. So what are those causes? Causes is the craving. So of course, when we talk about craving, then there is basically there's two types of craving. There's the craving that is the cause for rebirth in the samsara, and then there's also another type of craving. And here. The craving that the arahats have is not a craving that is due to a grasping at the self of the individual, grasping at an I. This is not this craving, and because this is from this craving that comes from grasping at an I that come all the negative emotions. So here the arahat that they've removed. Emotional obscuration, and they don't have this craving that comes from grasping at an eye. Yet they still have this other form of craving that is a type of a cognitive obscuration. And you know they have themselves they admit that the arahats have those four types of not knowing, like not knowing distant places, not knowing distant times, and so on. And so this is a type of ignorance of obscuration, and so this is this type of cognitive obscuration that is a type of craving as well, so that they still have.
That jumtsen de la tene that drachung ki kanza de la seba chingdo seba momba chi that seba de kanda momba chade mi seba mombi ki cha chade gora driba ini zune ta kanda mombi ki ranshi mi sebi ki ranshi chade gora. Kare dip said the Karela dip said, and the Shela did the girl. Shela didn't do it in Misheva Chadura. O digi momba de that Seba Nyumon Nyundri Mahinding in Seba Chindoa. This Seba de Yeva ina, then he digging table the Kaduina and Mevachamers. That they can table the courage they said, and he can and shink it loose at Chindoa, or the Chagres. That the younger spend a carriage and anazo toa yena, toa dewa da dunga de Yeva ina, delatine, Seba, Chaba Chegura. And the Chaba Cheguena, Drachumba de Solo, Soyores. And the Soyena delatin is Seba Chegda, Seba de, then you want you do my Indian Seba Chegda, or the dinner she is, and then Joso Transangi, Tinsi, Drugnus Shenda, Judan, that Trandan, Tama Sunday, Tinsi Nandalatin, Drajunki Kanza, Dick Julada, Gasa Mami, Jinchiba Nashi, Maimba, Ygran Shinki Ludi, and then you watch that doers.
And so this craving, so is a type of ignorance, of a kind of a of an obscuration. It's a cognitive obscuration. It is a because it prevents from knowing certain things, so it kind of obscures or blocks the knowledge, and so it is a cognitive obscuration. And so it is a type of ignorance also. Not knowing certain things is a type of form of ignorance. And also then we can see that the arts
Rajma Mohangaji Pude, Jubak Dong, the Dinit Dunga di Nyone, Digi, Degura, Dinashi, Papa Guchun Digi, Techo de Shine. Did the Techo de Shew the Miban and Roro Maji, Bet Dunga Nyone, did the Kanda Muishia Gilojura?
She
sent that Kundi Deva Yangin and Dini, Kanda Chia Gilojura. Dinit Dunga Yures, Din the Tsua Yures, that could Tsua Dunga Chinonda, Jawang Hami Gileda. And your monk in Jebo, Nami Lama, a Dajung Komotone, so what do you mean? You don't do that,
so the art have sensations, as we see with you know, Murgayana when he received this beating, and then he'd feel something at that moment, or this Kubja also when he tried to eat this kind of pellet of earth or whatever, and they couldn't swallow it, and then died in the, as a result in the incredible pain. So he had also experienced some sensations there. So he had some feelings, some sensations. And so since they have sensations, and also there's the there's craving always when there's sensation, then there's craving. And so the arts also have so we can see have this this craving.
That Drachum Batisola Carriere, Mari Pajaj Sassin in Gieres. Mari Pajaj Sassi at the time, Mari Pape Chawanda with the Nichi. Mari Baraba did the Taco de Tende and Lachunigan and Maripa Sinchera. Digging quality, dear win. That under Drachung Gila Maripa digi, quality of Chibi Juchegas, in the Maripa Chick Chawanda with Chick. Then in Tayunke Samig less young da, Maripa Chawa Dilatine, Samig less the Giola. Shen dini. Endi na shen ge da koa la ngemba ta nyande la sambo ta dini. O dini kichik nando mambo yasara dini. Pena gewa la shen de agi nando de sota liko spache mari sami ki lenda uchi shayi da. Un drachun ba de sola gewa la shenba yores. Gewa de zambo ta ni. De shenba cha. Di na shen ta gewa la shenba yina ya di kanda driba cha de gore. Niko nga so tambo lan le shuti gewa la shen mi gewa la ane pa chik paan dini che gora. Di gore yina ya अनि रिम्बे जिन्दो यान गेवाले शेंबा दिया पांगो गुरु मातो दिया नंदो जी छाते गुरा वो दिन ड्रेचों ने दिया रहस्ता दिन आशिंग के ये के लुइस ता ये के लुइस दिपे लुइ ठावन रहो दिने ता जो जी शेबन रहो दिने के थोने जी लुइ ठावाचे दिन आशिंग ता संच मिचो भी चिपो यो रहस्ते जितां के चिपो आस दिन आजो माशिने यान जे जेवाले यान दिने चिपो आस शे गुरा Dindi, ड्रेचों दिसो लो कोला जे यान जे जेवाले यान के दिने के चिपो आके दुंगा दियो मार दिने इनिया コイゲチチェチマインバタチチェワダンチワゲチペチャワンドデネシラサンチメチョビチンポワスシェシラバデドヨマレデネチェワダンチワペチャワデネチガンデヨレスオディンデデゾツハマポンヨマレデマポナデネカザデダンレブタトゥタドゥタヨマレステントワマインシシェンドダンレブタトゥドゥガツハマルトゥイゲンレブタトゥデネカザデトヨマレス マリパチャキサ。サセアデタコミンドジラ、マリパチャキサセデ。ペ、マリパチャワンドウィンジラ。インディギー、チダンギパチェディ、ベシェディ、ニマチカインジトンス、ダンディ、サマセウジテングド。インディマリパチャキサセディ、パチェカンダ、マリパチャワンドウィンジ。ディヨンゲサメゲレセディ、ギワラシンバ。 Gewala pe zambutani shende jira o deso samik lein sunda. Dino no la deshin do du deso le.
Deshin do ya koso des ibyo ya ten des.
Tegaran pa juzes.
Tegaran da wote ne. Because of this, doing your chicken, singing your chicken, the da 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 da
Tadi ding tu kandar, mari baca kisah saya di kandar.
Ming ming si ina tu nanti.
Mari pa cawan rau tu nanti. Kuat mari pa baca saya di. Mari pa pe cawan rau. Tapi orang ke sami ke leh saya di. Leh cidang ke kual cia ke leh tu yang mana ini ya. Cik tadung nyandai la pe sambo rau tu nanti. Ini gawa la siapa tu nanti ora. Oh disuruh cek. Ini ik leh saya di ta. Cik leh cawan rau sih lah. Ini sanjung macam bi cimbo asih di. Jeshiki dunga raba de yomare de ine jenchiki dunga tawa jeshi tawa deniji esanchi mi chobi chimbo wasu o deniji yore sa
koso kilangi mara
diso yabaye diso yabado kuronzuki ta ganda de ngimbi nga jachin diso hako goi mara yeme ine tsoa yore sishie de gara dunga yore sishie de gara kong ha kene gara ta diso tsama dunga yore de nan shingi ta diso ya yore sishie de gara karisa na ko mame shiwa nan shingi jik Sanjung mebat ini cak malah, tapi disuruh yer se. Di yer bayi na, ini kansa de. Yang jer, cikwa la lenyang kicia mebayi na yang, yang jer cewa lenyang yer se, tapi itu dia. Mami cinci bana sih malah se.
Says, on account of their propensity to ignorance and by virtue of the pure action performed under the influence of this, and so on. So, propensity to ignorance actually refers to the to this particular term that is Marik Bhachagisa, which is like, could be translated as the ground habitual tendencies of ignorance, if you want. It is basically it refers to an extremely subtle type of ignorance. It's not an ignorance, so they still have this kind of a very extremely subtle type of ignorance, and that is sorry. There is still the arts. they still have this kind of attachment for, or sort of grasping at virtues as a good thing, and as a negative action as something to avoid, and so with that, then they accomplish, as it says, the. Pure actions, or as we know, as undefiling action or undefiling karma, zagme, it's undefiling action. So they still have this very subtle type of ignorance, which is still, you know, considering have some notions of virtue and non-virtue, and grasping at virtue as something that, you know, is something to accomplish and something good, and that negative action is something bad, and because on the basis of that, then accomplish. Some actions, some karma that are undefiled, yeah, undefiling. Zagme. And and also they are not beyond the transference at death into inconceivable mental bodies. So they still take rebirth again and again. So they don't experience like this gross kind of suffering that we experience at the moment of death and birth and so on, but still there's some kind of a subtle kind of a suffering that they experience at those occasions. So therefore the arts are not completely liberated.
Lami nyangyel nde sing da. Drachung bade tambo drachung ki top drachung ni tone ta nyangyel nde ndo ra. Nyangyel nde ndo de pumbo raba da chawa da sa chama. E mami shio na shi jin che ba ta de kron su shi gwa sa. Den de ta kandar pumbo raba de yo maras ta pumbo raba drachung ba nyangyel nde ndo de pumbo raba yo maras. Ina yi pumbo chawa de jin che gwa sa na. Check marse da pumbo chawa yore shi song yuki ran shin ki yiji lu se ya da ni na shin mari pa ja ki sa se da pumbo chawa cha de gora wo de jin chi marse de ji ma che ne da la me nyang ni len de ne da ji ka ba pa che ja chun da wo den de la ji ngo ba ki na na da chik nyamban chaba shan nera ur siyengda ode shane dine digi chale shine ya techene yanchar shugu ures techene shugu ya jumsen karasana kanza digi jula ta panja shindu trawa sire ta shidri yode ura driba nyingi noni shidri ode panya ki che do dine dame nyingi noni chogu dame de to ne di gongu ures ode indi ta dine ki lami nyangene deba ina ya kanza tila shidri yore jumsen karasana shidri ki nyambo chogu dame to ne ta gong ya mara ode gomba me de dine shidri pangto ya mara dila kanza tila shidri yore shidri di panya ki che techena ya shugu ures mato chononzu shiba nashi humbo tara meba yun che ne mami shiwa nashi rewesa nanda di mares
so the art of when they reach to the nirvana so they consider that they have you know all their aggregates have ceased like a lamp that is extinguished. And so all the aggregates, whether gross or subtle, but if that is the case for the gross aggregate, then they are ceased when entering the cessation. Yet it is not the case for the subtle kind of aggregates, because they still, as we saw, for example, this this ground of this ground habitual tendencies of ignorance, or this propensity to ignorance, or this subtle type of ignorance that is still there, which is type of aggregate and so on. And so it is said that they stay in the cessation for about 80 kalpas, and then they have to come out of cessation and start practicing the Mahayana path, because they need to eliminate the cognitive obscuration, and the which is corresponding to those extremely kind of a subtle kind of obscuration they still have that correspond to cognitive obscuration. So within the two types of selflessness, they still have to realize, or identitylessness, they still have to realize the identitylessness of phenomena to eliminate the cognitive obscuration. So they need to meditate on that. Because they haven't meditated upon this, then they haven't eliminated those cognitive obscuration, haven't realized the identitylessness of phenomena. So this is what they still have to do. So it is the way that they enter the arhathood is not in the way that they explain of like a extinguished flame, as this is what therefore this is what the how the Madhyamika explained that.
Yeah, nyendo de soge karashi gor sude o dajong ki kombo to ne da kuse de tane kuse tane da nyangene de ro ra kuse de je tan se de da ko nyangene de gor kan da nyangene de ro de da phumbo jin che gre se jumsen kar se yanjar phumbo che che pa la ni ju khan yo mar se ju chong yo mar se o de de pe na nom se bi ma me nom de se so in de ne ma me de ge ba ya ge ju de se ro ra zo no ra ma zo de ni yanjar ma me de ba ya yo re se na ba ya mi do as oda di nai shire ni dachungi kambo to ni ko nyangene denro di ani ko yinchimi chige pungpo tese yanja chig ma resi, jin chig resi
kuze duchi tongwa tena konsoke shiwa raogi
rere da shiwa raogi nyangene desi chigdo gomba zolsi chigdo dachungi kambo to di ni ko di dajungi kumbon de ta ngazun rawa ina luiten dik tol tol ora ta di luiten di pangu gura kuzogi pangu rawa dira dini ta kandar nyangyan desi she gura dila dini pumbu desi tsama yu dini jin che ba mami shiwa nashi.
And so the when the arhats died, then the Shravaka said that when the arhats die, actually, then you know all the continuum of the aggregate ceases there, they pass into nirvana basically. And so all the continuum, the continuity of the aggregate ceases, and it is like the lamps, the oil of which is all consumed. So when the you know all the oil of the lamp has been consumed, then there's no possibility for the lamp to be light up again.
Da dila uma ba kallo re da chumba din nya da lami la nyangin len den dong da o di nyangin len den gi khansa dela Koala chewal chibige, any ju, nyumu yamares, or the maybe junsen at any. Koala yanger, lay the nyumu, ki ongi, niche yamares. Inea, unchrong shibanashi, pumbo jin chigres and chigmares, kainsen, chetanjig in nilu, chetanjig in the tomba nide. Tony de Samatoyamara, chetanjig in Tony. Or the Tony de Zoba mato de Sende tadum, mi ba de cheba, mi ba se de shemba. Kosh Gansatik jeratadum, Sende, shemba soma de triomares. Odindi, Shemba Kareo residi, Koa de Pongi, Ponja in Big Shemba, Nyande de Tsul, Tound of Nanjagi, Unichik Shemba Yores, Odinik Chik Tadun, Shemba Mambo Yores, Treba, Gewala Shianda, Odinik, Treba Mambo Yores, Odindi, Chik Sendi, Miba Tama the Trani, Namdo Tama the Travigate, Shuike, Combone Tadu, Toyamanas.
And because Sharak explained that, you know, all the cause for rebirth are lacking, and so they can't take rebirth again, because the cause for taking rebirth in the samsara, the negative emotions, have been all eliminated. So how can they ever take rebirth in the samsara? Or is it that the aggregates are not terminated completely? And the Madhyamika explained that actually the it is all the causes for rebirth in the samsara, is the negative emotions have been eliminated, so they won't take rebirth in the samsara. Yet you can't say that the continuity of the aggregates is put to an end, is completely finished, because there's still the cause from that. There's still this focus or this. Says their minds are still oriented towards a conceptuality. So their mind is still there's still in the text in the root text it says mikpa, that is there's still a focus or something towards the mind is directed, because they haven't realized the selflessness, the identitylessness of all phenomena. There's still, you know, somewhat, so there's still this focus, I mean, there's still a grasping there somewhere, you know, that's still considering that there's those virtuous actions which are good, the negative actions which are not good, and so on. So there's still a great deal of grasping involved in our mind. So they still have this mind which is focusing on certain things, which is still has grasping. So that is why we can't say that all aggregates are terminated in the, when reaching arthood.
That delatine, Chetanji Tombani, Chetanji Tombani imba de Madonna? Any sing the Nazuki, Yobata, Meban Zindia, Nando, Treba Jinda, or the Treba de Gobala, Chick Nambar Shadi, Goba de Chick Sen, Yobata, Meban Zindia, Nando, Dido, Nico Pacatures Tony Chetanjik, Tony Madonna. Yenaya Tony Chetanjik, Tony Mato, with Junsen at any Yanger, any.
So, and that is because the arahats still have to realize the identitylessness of all phenomena, realize the emptiness of all phenomena. Only then all those forms of grasping and so on would be put to an end, and all the aggregates would be put to an end. And but then it is so it is possible. It is possible to. Eliminate all negative emotions without fully realizing emptiness, and so to put a kind of temporary end to
Tony Madonna, Chetanji, Tombani Madonna, go back to the number shadi, you make it sinky, you about the Mabans in the Nando de. Neko Pantures, Catures. You know, Tony Chetanjik and Tony Matodi, and it did Neko go by the Kanaya and the Chigres.
In the cessation step.
자살자.
다 니데 다좀바 디조기 쳇타 지톰바니 또여마라 디마토나야 코 고바들 냠버 샤데고 고바들 냠버 샤노디 예바타 메반센데야 기직 난도 지라세 디 난도데서 코 고바들 냠버 샤데 디카게레스 니고 이네 쳇타 지톰바니 마토디 남도데서 양자야 지우레스
And so when we don't realize emptiness, we're not realizing fully emptiness. It is possible to put a kind of temporary end to all those thoughts of existence, non-existence, and so on, like in the, when we reach in the state of cessation. At that point, when we're reaching in the state of cessation, then we can kind of, you know, temporarily kind of suppress all those thoughts of existence, non-existence, and so on. But since we haven't removed their cause, then at some point they would come back again, arise again. It's kind of a cognitive obscuration of a thought of a grasping at an existence, non-existence, and so on.
That did a career, said that the issue of Nashiri, and that each Lucy had the lead Tawachi. What the Yanger Chiaki, Jukare, said, and his Samiki led on Marie Pajaki Sassi, and the Kansa de la Yuris. What the Yuna, the Kansa de la Yanger. Dini lu tawa yebata meban zinde yakin namdo tawa de yanje chigres jumse karasna mari paja ge sada ni same ge le de so ge nyembo de kare cha garasna chetan ji tomani toba de dig nyembo ra ode kanza de la ni chetan ji ge den toni mato bi chers jumse de ko da chetan ji ge den toni mato na un kanza de ge jila mari paja ge sada same ge le yores ode yeba ina Dini yigi luisi nyingi chik, namdo chawa dhizu yanjar chigres.
And so since they haven't fully realized emptiness, not realized the selflessness, the identitylessness of all phenomena, then they still have these propensities for having those kind of thoughts, grasping at the existence, non-existence, and so on. And on account of those, then accumulate those actions, those pure or rather undefiling actions that they do. And so, and that would continue to act as the cause for taking mental bodies, or rebirth in mental bodies.
That the Chetan Jigit and the Tony Matonaya, Gobatel and Yambar Shadidi, Namdo de Sokanunda, Kanaya Yanja Chigunda. What did Chia de Penna Kandir said, Dushi may be Nunju Gomanashi. Dushi may be Nunju said, Yabata, Mevan Sindia de la Duchess Shira. What did Dushi Tama Pakani, Tinny, Tinginzella Goyer? Dip Gondo de Tinny, Dip Mambo Gondo de Kansanchini, any Namdo de Sama, Namdo Rabat de Sama Kano, Chia Mevach. Didn't chick. Didn't she tip mambo, gomne, cheva gemma la carcher, said it in his sukana, do she may be large general. And do she may be large general, the Kansa de Layan, Yabata Mevan Zindiak, Namto Rabat of Yomar, or the cover. In a could the thing in Zin, Yunju dig in Nibadig, Namto Rabat is a Nico Cagher Mado, some touchy to categories in a category, my uncle Nibazoir, the Yunju dig thing in Zin, Nibazon to the young Hamana Shinchini, Namto the Chevres, or didn't she rest?
And so because they have not gained the perfect realization of emptiness, that is the antidote through which all concepts vanish, then so they still have those concepts, those thoughts of existence, of non-existence can still arise because they haven't removed their very cause. So it's just a temporarily kind of suppressed, and to understand it is like a an example we can give to illustrate that is the absorption of non-perception. the state of meditative absorption of non-perception. Perception is all those thoughts of existence, non-existence, and so on. So, and all those in this state of meditative absorption are kind of are suppressed, and there's no. It's a very kind of a subtle state where all those thoughts of existence and non-existence are there. And if we meditate in that, persevere in that kind of meditation, then as a result, when we die, then we'll be reborn in the realm of the God of the non-perception. And there, those who are reborn there, in their mind, they don't have those gross thoughts of existence and non-existence, but a very subtle, refined kind of a consciousness or mind they have there. But at that level there, even though they don't have those gross thoughts, then all those thoughts, concepts of existence, non-existence, and so on, are just suppressed, temporarily suppressed, because they haven't removed the cause. So at a point or another, they're going to come back and arise again. So it is a similar situation.
Odeche, that nyande tovala inchimiji, Tony the Gongoles. Tony de Magone, Tony Toba de Mevaina, then in Nekok tan Tatugi nyande kind Tomas, Nekok nyande said it, Dajunki commander, Nekok nyandes. Nyande said it, Chitangi called Dungalen Debigi Dungalen Debashila nyandes Shira. Ode Nekok called Drachumbade, Koike, Dungalen Debara, called Nekok nyande. Tadun Tatuki nyande, Dungalen Debras and Deomar Kainson. Tadu dunga chawa dini mambunda. Tadu gnande de dini sanje kumoja. Odi indi da, toni toba mena, ni neko da tadu gnande kaya, and totu yomares.
And so, here it's been explained that in some detail why the assertion says that we don't need to realize emptiness in order to reach the fruition, the goal of the path is not correct. And we've seen how it is not correct. We can't without realizing emptiness, we can't attain the temporary kind of goal or the temporary result on the path, and we can't attain also the ultimate fruition. Temporary result of fruition is the state of arhathood, and that if we do not realize emptiness, we saw yesterday, then without some understanding of emptiness, then it is impossible to reach arhathood. And also, this is not the ultimate fruition, but then this ultimate fruition is of Buddhahood is attained only if we have a complete realization of emptiness. The nirvana, the term nirvana is, in Tibetan is nyangen de. Nyangen means suffering, and de is beyond. So there's a state beyond suffering. So the state of arhathood is because of having eliminated all the causes for suffering, is a state beyond suffering. So it's the nirvana. But it is not the ultimate nirvana, because it is not the ultimate state of being beyond suffering, and that is what is explained in the Saddharma Pundarika Sutra, where it says, thus, you say that you have passed beyond all pain. So, passed beyond all pain is a literal translation of Nirvana. So, you say that you've reached Nirvana, meaning that you have passed beyond all pain, but from the sorrows of samsara only are you free. You have not yet transcended every misery, and the Buddha's highest vehicle you should now pursue. So the so when reaching the level of arhathood, we're beyond all the sufferings of samsara, because of having removed the emotional obscuration causes for the suffering of samsara. But not, we are not beyond at the level of arhathood, beyond all suffering. There's still some more to be removed, and that is by means that can be removed by means of the Mahayana only. And so there are many references to that are made in the scriptures, and we can see, for example, in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, which says it states the reason for it also, and it says that until the state of Buddhahood is gained, and the state beyond all sorrow is not reached. So we haven't reached the state of we are not beyond all suffering until we reach to the state of Buddhahood, and it is like likewise with its light and beams removed, the sun alone we could not see. So it is impossible to find a sun, you know, apart from the without his the light and the beams. You can't find, if you put aside all the light of the sun, all the beam of the sun, and try to find a sun there, you can't find it. So it's the same also that here in the that try to find a state that is beyond all the suffering, that would be like different from the from Buddhahood, is also doesn't make much sense.
Kasi tingin zila nendo de dini jando anashi jar se dinga zo chamba thondo yenda wachi kaya madhin da yenda wenda odi na shinchi ne ta medo pema nono la ko tingin zindala ni kaba mambo la pachi kaba jachu ine chi dini kringi na nendo risi chenda de dila nendo de dini digi jela shini ko chik ta theba chambo le ya shuya ke shini kawanda wachi chik kawanda wachi thogu yasara de thogu de dini shingang digi sanje ke kuli le weze mambo chik maan treni. Ani yezet deki medo pema de kache yungur sishengda. Kache yungde shini koge ane sanje ge sungda yini tuene. Dene shini ko sanje njegur sishengda. Nje yungde da ko sanje de zoge da choron tadun nyangene debi kombongone de toyo maras. Teba chenpo la yashu ne ane sanje ge tuen che yada. Dene shini techen ge chote su nyane chegur se. Dene mambo je masungu de shini ko teba chenpo la shuya ge trowa che ne.
And in the Bodhicitta Vivarana, also it explains similarly as in the Sadama Pundarika Sutra also. It says that the arhat, actually, when reaching arhatry, then they haven't reached so the final kind of goal, the final, the ultimate nirvana. But they rest in wisdom bodies, and those wisdom bodies are stay in pure fields, it is said, and like in and they say that they stay in lotus flowers, and it seems for about 80 kalpas stay there in these lotus flowers, absorbed, deeply absorbed in meditative concentration. So this, it says in the translation, drunk on concentration, the term was explained, it's like they don't have, you know, real perception of what's happening, but they're deeply, you know, in deep concentration and don't have, you know, much thoughts or things going on, but just really in deep concentration. And so until the Sangigi Ud in turn, then they made up in Sangigi. And then until the rays of light of the compassion of the Buddha then hit the flower, the lotus flower in which they are in concentration, and the flower opens, and when the flower opens then they awaken from their meditation and meet with the Buddha. And the Buddha tell them that well, you haven't reached the final liberation, by the way. And so you need now to practice the Mahayana, to follow the Mahayana, to act for the benefit of sentient beings, and to do those practices. And it says so the meeting with the Buddha, you know, then they have faith and start practicing the Bodhisattva path in this way.
Yanda teva nindu de ngimi ngaja chende ge yanja tsuwer karisna da chik surup se de sanje ki kala se gora ni sanje ki da ka no no la kare yere se de ni khason kon se bana chi do de lan ju do wala no ngimi chini de minga was shein ba da do de lan ju se de sanje ki sung no no la ani sing ki loba loba sung ki no ni da sing ki loba de tembi ki jumse da tingin sing loba ra tingin sing loba temba la de ni do de lan ju se gores Sujin ki loba temba la teni doa la nons. Shiro ki loba la temba la teni nguenbi chini ta mingara si shengda. Ta kozo ki dulun deshi de sanje ki kares, junsen kares na. Di nano la loba son temba na shin, dene son na ten yores. Dene son da manzo dulun deshi ni ngagi me es. Junsen de la teni da manzo ki dulun deshi de ka inba chi shegu yos. Chorong su teba chenpo ki tanda shechin ki ndo de son nano la. Teni chik dene son da ngawa ki. Dini mabu shen to asa, kanyin sana dene son nala loba sum di yaba ji ten shira. Da shechin ka dode sana che tangi tomba nyi resi, zu me, dra me se udi. Ani loba di so yang, loba tingin zingi loba, loba sheru ku loba di so yang, da meba, tongi ji she gara. O dini, da di chronzu ku meba shen to asa, tongi yin shen to asa. Dini dene son nga gung dosa, o dini da chronzu shechin ka dode so, kanda kare me dosa, yanja da zogir.
But those, the Sharakas who have some, you know, this kind of intellectual pride, then seem to come up with more objections, and they say that the teachings on the Mahayana teachings, so the teachings of the Buddha, as you know, are divided into those three aspects of three trainings, three superior trainings, and that the training, the mental training, are found in the sutras of mental training, or the training in the meditative concentrations are the teachings found in the sutras, the teachings on discipline found in the Vinaya, and the teachings on wisdom found in the Abhidhamma sutras. And so, and they say that the teachings of the Mahayana then contradicts those three sets of teachings of Vinaya, Sutra, and Abhidhamma. That the teaching that they give, that they say that our sutras, the Prajnaparamita sutras, and so on, are not part of the are in contradiction actually with the Vinaya, with the sutras, and with the Abhidhamma. But that to which the Mahayana object and says that the Mahayana then teachings then harmonize with the sutras, or are found in the sutras, then they appear in the Vinaya, and they do not contradict the Abhidhamma, and so, but the Shravakas then object those Shravakas are objecting is that these teachings that the Mahayana then give are on emptiness. They talk about the emptiness of phenomena, meaning you're saying that all phenomena do not exist, and that is in contradiction with what is found in the sutras, for example.
Nda dil uma ba karishye varasade manzo theba chimbo ken do de parche wa dine chiron so nyen de ken do de so da chiba yores rabu yores
and but the Mahayana then replied to that most of our sutras of our Mahayana sutras actually what they are saying, what they are teaching, correspond to what is found also in the three baskets of the Hinayana teachings.
Nda dila nyende de karis she varsa da un dag mindu la varta karis na churung zo theba chimbo gun do din na chami che she ni gi kashi chami gi le de da nyawa la nyom gyo ya shin dos un zo jabo ma she da de chami gi le sa ne nyawa la ji da ki phalon da wa na shi che chang che ne lam san ya ta ba ge da din le yo o din shi dos kurong zo shun na chami gi le sa ne da le de ma zo pa da kan da ma gi nyawa la dung nyong gyo ya ba she gor te me gi shun で、あの、新規、チョロンズ君のラウンコスにで、ね、タバインバシェグドス。まずげた、テバミンビグシュンでそのね、チョカレイネや、メタバレマとタバジゲマ。だでんで、でんシェグドス。で、あの、新規チョロンズテバチンボグのの、コアで、ニポンゴマレシェグドス。え、ゾウダテロでそ、メセンドにテングドス。おでんでた、うん、まず、テメゲデネでトゥグミドス。ダグミドスシェグド。
But then the Shravaka then object to that that is not the case actually, that the Mahayana scripture did not correspond to the Hinayana scriptures. For example, in some Mahayana texts it says that the five act with immediate retribution, then after doing one of those then you may not need to have to go to the hell realm. And given this the story of, for example, of King Prasenajit, and how, you know, he killed his father, and then how he didn't have to go through to experience, you know, all the the great suffering that he was supposed to because of having accomplished his act with immediate retribution. Some other texts also talk about an eternal Sambhogakaya, and that is in contradiction with whatever is taught in the Hinayana Sutra. We just talk about impermanence, the impermanence of phenomena. And also in some sutras, and it talks about how it is, you say that it is not necessary to abandon samsara, because saying that form, sound, odors, taste, textures are do not exist, and so therefore no need to be abandoned. So this is in contradiction with what we teach.
Madoni, Nintugan Shinchin, Jobon Jobo Coapan, Ranin Yangin and Deodi, Tajangiti, Nontrus Sidagrayan, and Koala, any Chua Lenny? Only Chicken and Chego Grace. What deal at that Koa Mibombas, Shimba?
So that Zuda Juro Mabas than Kichamaro.
Dinny Cagram.
Alan
Zumi Dame said the Tony Shigura. Koa Mibons the Changes about the Yanni and the Koala Yanja, Yanja, Chua Lengo Grace, and Tajang Shuna. Mado koa di pan in jobo ya sozo nyangin di bi kompona rona ding maris shechara odi dini shien dos ta kronzu gita koa di ta jidu kasi jonjo gita pangu mure di pangu ba shechara.
So sorry, those two aspects of that is not necessary to abandon samsara, and that forms and so on are do not exist, are not related, is two different points that are taught in the Mahayana and that are not found in the Hinayana sutras. So one, so the fact that it is unnecessary to abandon samsara, and so in the Mahayana teaching, you say that you do not abandon samsara, you do not abandon sentient beings in samsara, but you stay in samsara as long as sentient beings remain in order to help them to reach Buddhahood. And whereas Hinayana, in the Hinayana, then see the samsara as something bad, as something negative that needs to be rejected, that needs to be abandoned by reaching the state of nirvana. So this contradicts, and that those teachings on the form, sound and so on that do not exist is those teachings of emptiness, and that all phenomena also do not exist, that is not found, that contradicts the Hinayana scriptures.
Mandavi Junsen at the Kashi Mandavi Junsengi, Sanjay Kamaimba Dutuyana, and the young Kashin Davi Junsengi, Sanjay Kaimba, Karachi Dutumas, the Duturis, that could be Junsen Dinakanda, Nibachichun Kayamindo. Kashi Mandavi Junsengi Kamaimba Dutuna, and the Kashin Davi Junsengi Kaimba Dumitu Junsen Mendoas.
And but then the Majjhimika then replied that if you can say that the Mahayana scriptures are not authentic scriptures, because even though most of the what is taught in the Mahayana scriptures and what is taught in the Shravakayana scriptures are similar, correspond to each other, because of just a few things being different, being explained differently in the two sets of scriptures, then all the Mahayana scriptures become invalid. Why also then can't we say that actually the Mahayana scriptures are as valid as the Shravaka scriptures, because they are all those things which are similar? So this is for the same reason. There's no like more power, more kind of strength in one argument or the other. It's just, why is it? But because there's certain aspects which are different, then you can say that it is invalid. And so on account of the few differences, then you say that this is that the Mahayana is invalid because it has a few differences with the Shravaka scriptures. But then, why is it that you don't do the opposite way also, and say establish actually the validity of the Mahayana because there are certain aspects which are similar also?
That chiron nindyo chiron zogi jeja de loba sonda minga washila kaiin ba chindyo gyo na tini di temen le chan techen de loba sonda minga wade ani chik yawa dende yos. Lobas on the Mingawa Shila Chiron Kayin Bachi Kilinguina, then in did Lobas on the Mingawa de Timin Legend, Tejan Yawayas. Tejang no la Lobas on the Chironso Timing Juno Temba Legend, Dilly Fasan, and Dilly Tenures.
And then also, so the those followers of the Shravaka vehicle then say that actually you establish scriptures to be authentic if they do not. If they are in accordance with the three pitakas, and if they are also if they are teaching the three superior trainings in discipline, meditative concentration, and wisdom. And to that the Mahayana reply that actually the Mahayana teaching do not contradict the three pitakas, and they teach the three superior trainings, and actually they are even better than the Shravaka teachings, because they teach a much better and a more extensive way those three trainings. Anyway,
da yan temen de se wore kan da she chin de sanje ka yin sa ma ris kan yin sa na de ka yin na sanje ge chue sun de kun din la yue sun ye ra ne den yue sun sin ye en kong ge sanje ge de chue sen ge re chue sen de da ga si sanje ge de ka yin na de sanje ge sun ye ris This Sungba de Dini, Yusungi Hakone, Dini Yusungi Kronk Loma de la Sheko, Loma de Marbe, Shinto Dinning Azola, Shigras, but Dini Shimidos, Dick Juba de Mindos, Yusungi Kaya, and he shaking into the Sumindos. What did that? The Kain Samaris.
And, but then again, the Shravakas then object that to the Prajnaparamita Sutras to be authentic scriptures, that if they were authentic teachings of the Buddha, they should have been understood by Mahakashyapa and the likes of the great Arhat who were there around the Buddha. And so you would have taught when he would have taught those sutras, then those great beings would have, you know, understand them and then transmitted them, handed down by them through an uninterrupted lineage. So we would have this lineage today. There's not such lineage that is to be seen today. That is, that come from Mahakashyapa and other great Arhats of those teachings. So therefore, they are not authentic teachings given by the Buddha.
Da yue sung ki kandar to thum mendo se ade ki junsen la teni ni shejing ki do de so ka mai ba du thum mar se junsen kar se shejing ki do de de pe je ja so ba da ja cha wa de ni ni ne de yue sung ki di ki den de ting po thum mar se ha ko de yu mar se.
And the fact that to use this argument that Mahakashyapa has understood or not these teachings on the Prajnaparamita Sutra is a little bit difficult to use, because it is possible that those extremely profound teaching of the Mahayana of those Prajnaparamita Sutra, then it is possible that he did not understand them.
Yang kerja urus itu, nyindir desa ke. Tapi kasih tony cerita ni ke tombani itu tongsong aina. Ini koala ne samaris, koala desa maris. Koala mineba na sini ni, jadi ini lamdan drebula yang macam cerita maris. Kau ini ko cerita ni ke tony sini kaya meba, zoom edra mesin kaya meba cerita dulu. Odi tosan ini koala yang ko desa maris, lamdan drebula yang ko macam cerita maris. Kau ini lamdan drebula itu sama tombara. Odi ini tak dini ke cerita urus siapa.
So now we come to the proof that the theory and practice of emptiness is the real solution. And so the objection may be made that by the Shravakas, and that if one were to realize emptiness, one would not remain in samsara and would not therefore endeavor in respect to the path and fruit. So if you realize emptiness, if you realize all phenomena to be empty, then you would also not make any effort in order to follow the path, in order to practice and to help others and so on, because all phenomena are empty. So when realizing emptiness, so in emptiness there's no such thing as suffering, there's no kind of all those aspects of the path and so on, and the practices and so on are not existing, established in when we are in a state of emptiness, all this is as kind of subsided. However, for the bodhisattvas, then this is the case, is they do not experience suffering. Yet all sentient beings, in the delusion, think that all those phenomena exist and experience a great deal of suffering. So that is why then the bodhisattvas, seeing that in the wisdom, then even though they see all those phenomena, actually seeing that all those phenomena are actually empty, all those sentient beings are actually empty, yet because of their illusion, because of their ignorance, then they think that those things exist, and because of that suffer, then they stay in samsara in order to help those sentient beings to remove this ignorance, and in this way eliminate all suffering. But as they do that, then they have no kind of a no craving, no attachment, and so on, but just see all phenomena to be empty, and seeing the situation of suffering of sentient beings, then stay to help them. And so it is like the let's say that although they abide in the world, then they are untainted by its defects. And the example is given, traditional example of the lotuses that grow in the mud. And so the even though they grow in this kind of a extremely dirty water, then there's this beautiful, extremely pure lotus flower that blossoms on the top.
Da koala neba koala juba de oni tobi ke debre sone chyo da nyuge toma ni tonra de de ne koala jiba yomare koala shimba yomare ani ye senje dunga chingi kanza de so ki che do koala yan yan do chewa leng do de toni tobi ke debre se de mayina de ne kasi siba da ta chewa nyan de ni zangi me ba nyamba ni toba de la chyo da nyuge ten toni to chyo da nyuge ten toni tonra de koala se ne chi ngen ba da Nyangene deba siri pe zambo rago kanyan tongo yomare. Dini chikwa chise nyamba nyi togo yomare. Ode nyamba nyi mato na dini siba la chen. Chen ta shiwa nyande siya dili pe yenden da zambo ta ni dini temeke nyangene deba na shinchele. Rani nyangene deni dini yen senchen zato dunga ki nyona yon dili tsanyi kura mata ba. Ani yenden tsanyi mije ba. Ode ni chano gores.
The ability to live in the world in such a way is indeed the fruit of realizing emptiness. It is because of realizing emptiness that those bodhisattvas and are able to manifest in the world without being stained by any of its defects. And so that is by understanding the equality of samsara and nirvana, not making a distinction in terms of samsara being something bad that needs to be rejected, eliminated, and nirvana, something good that needs to be accomplished, and so on. But seeing the equality of all phenomena, seeing the emptiness of all phenomena, the equality still manifests for the benefit of sentient beings, without being stained by the defects of the world of samsara. But it is because of not seeing that, not seeing this equality of samsara and nirvana, then one would lean toward the nirvana, thinking that samsara is something very bad that needs to be eliminated, and nirvana is something very good that needs to be accomplished. Then this is how we come to reach this state of arhathood, that is this state of liberation just for one's own sake, because of thinking in this way, because of making this a strong distinction between samsara and nirvana.
That thing the children yet only res and Tebachambo Shingo, Dilla, Chironke, that didn't drink me to take me to Sene, Zoba de Chair, then drink Maris. Junsen Carson and Church and Jig and the Tony Toswaina, and Dilla Tene, Jensen Jigge, the Koala Yanni and the Jenny, Lambda and Drebu to Solatin, Chanjo Samatas, Besem, Mambo Chigre, what did Tony Toby can Drebures, Chesan? What did that Tony La Yundin Drebures, Tony Tobaina, and in Jengiche, the Koala Rani, Minjipata. Chaba maybe Tony and Jenny, and she then cigarettes, or the Tony to be driven in Shesan. Then the Tadilla, Tombani de la Tesum maybe Tony, Tesum Mizavi Tony, Tony de Anni and Gongores.
And so the original objection that was saying that if we realize emptiness, actually we wouldn't, you know, do any efforts after that and want to, you know, follow the path or be there for others, sentient beings, and so on. But actually, that's the opposite. It is the result of understanding emptiness, of understanding the emptiness of all phenomena. Then, because of that, then the bodhisattvas manifest in the samsara in order to help sentient beings to realize that also, in order to be free from suffering, in a way that is where they are untainted by any of the defects of samsara, and where they don't have any of the negative emotions and so on, but just for the sake of others. And so that is the result of realizing emptiness, and rather than because of realizing emptiness, as you said, then we wouldn't be able to do so. It's because of realizing emptiness, then the bodhisattvas are able to remain and to act fearlessly, in the face of all the sufferings of samsara, then they can come back and act without any fear, without any negative emotions, for the sake of all sentient beings.
That thing, the Dribani era, Dribani kita carriage were city, carilla trigger city, Newman be driba de so taba, taba la triggeres. Shiji driba de geni, Sanjigi, Tanjinchimigata, compound la triggeres. What did Dribani de any Mimbanashi, mingba se de ta tsimu mingba nangshi dik nyembo karese na dine tonyi toba le yendo chuba yomarese dinde ta nga zo jik njobo driba nyipa ni sanje kumbo ni toya gen daba yena en tomba nyi karechi ni gong migom de ta tomba nyi yinchimichi gongo uresu
And so the two obscurations to the realization of emptiness are the emotional obscurations and the cognitive obscuration, which when we remove then the emotional obscuration, then we reach to the liberation, and when we remove cognitive obscuration, then reach omniscience. And those are compared to a darkness that kind of covers, obstruct the realization of emptiness. So therefore, those who wish swiftly to rid themselves of these two obscuring veils and thus attain omniscience should by all means meditate on emptiness. So by realizing emptiness, then we'd remove this darkness of the two veils of emotional obscuration and cognitive obscuration.
That only gongors shesan. Gongors did ni chik lodo member riba yabo medeni kanzati soki. Oh, that only la trangdus na. And the gontu means. Kanisan zoom e dra mes chetan je yomares tomba ni res che udete ni kashe tra go era ni ngma loji mo bo era ta cho je ge she jin ge shiro ning bo de sun yi de ni de din de ni din ni lam san tra ni da she ge loji era wo din shi chen da kashe tra go ra wo din ma to ni le tra go din de gong tu mes chen ba yi na din no res da
So here we said that it is important to meditate on emptiness. We need to meditate on emptiness. But then some people who don't, you know, not so, whose capacity are not, you know, maybe the best one, and who are kind of might be afraid of those teachings of emptiness, because it talks about, you know, how all phenomena do not exist. You know, there's no form, no sound, no texture, and so on. That's a little bit kind of a uncomfortable thing to kind of to deal with, and so the and there are many stories, example of in the past of people who you know were really afraid of those teachings, such as when Atisha taught the Heart Sutra, and there was those two Shravakas who struck by fear, died there when hearing those teachings. But actually, there's nothing to be afraid of. It is wrong to be afraid of those teachings.
That ko tomba ni na trang do sala san. That churon norde gores. Tra gosa dela churon tra shego yomare. Tra mungosa la churon tra de gores. Tra gosa karesa na tsen dechi ni ge da dungun chebar chebi ge jutal tra gora. Di karesa na leyden yomara. Dil tra shego yomare. Leyden yomola ko chik shada shole ta chik leyden yomondo so la ondo tansha gora. Other drug windows. Then it drum goes a tombany like tradigores, a tombany the dunga sama. And it Mabasoyaki, Nimbo Chadigores, Otilla, Munach and Gagores, Odin, the Chronotilla, Karachin and Jibache, Tragore, and little trio Maracanis Nazo Munachina, Dunga Sama Gitsawa, Lending your mona tragores. What did Tombany get any Mabasogores? Then the Dutch Ron Trasa did not degores.
And so, to this person who says that he's afraid of those teachings, then says the answer is that actually there's no reason to be afraid, and actually you're not afraid of the right thing. You're not directing your fear toward the right thing, because if you really look, the thing you need to be afraid of is you know, all the suffering of samsara that comes because of a dualistic clinging. Because of this mind that grasps at the self, because of this all this dualistic clinging, then we do all these actions that cause to accumulate karma that would result in us experiencing a great deal of suffering. So this is the thing that we need to be afraid of. And actually emptiness is the antidote to that. When we realize emptiness, then we abandon this dualistic grasping kind of mind. It is eliminated. And so we won't accumulate any karma that would cause us to suffer. So actually we shouldn't be afraid of emptiness, but it is the contrary, because this is the thing that would remove whatever suffering or whatever thing we are justly afraid of.
That tony la tag ndu se de la len chro tra sa de no de gores len chi cha sa ya len nyim ba da da chro tony la tra go yo mar skai sa na tony la tra ba chen ye gen jig ba po da sa nyi ji nga trang du trang de gora, o di indi nga dan da se ya de zanyi, yo maras, chug maras. O di indi da nga dan trang king ki da dan nga sinyin ji mea du na dine, gare le dine chono trago yus. O di indi da di trago yo maras.
And so that's one answer to that when people say that they are afraid of those teaching on emptiness, that saying that actually they are not afraid at the right thing. The other answer is that if they're to be afraid, there need to be a self, someone to be afraid, you know, of something. But then if we realize the selflessness, that there is no self, then who is there to be afraid? So that's the second answer to that. And so Adyen says, so all these kind of thoughts and you know, kind of attitude of being kind of afraid of emptiness, or thinking there's such a deep kind of a thing that is so difficult to realize, and that would take a long time and a lot of effort to realize, says that it gives an injunction for us to let us be quick to meditate on emptiness, and not, you know, stop thinking that this is, you know, something scary, or that this is something really difficult, or it would take a lot of effort to get, but just let's do it quickly. Questions?
I don't quite understand why in the commentary to Stanza 48, page 274, therefore those who wish to be totally beyond sorrow should meditate on emptiness, for without it, it is impossible to transcend suffering either temporarily or ultimately. I mean, I understand the ultimately, but not the temporarily.
Tongni matana tartu tam nikabgi
yande to
ne o yande de tartu ge mares ta tartu de tigi hago yes nikabde
neko de nyente drachim be komo
kalchi ni de ta tongni matana kalchi ni to to mares
chezan tongni se de gansa ge dame de tongni ki chashi ji re sla imba ta de chashi de tongno de tongni to ge re Tanda tsui denye den soka tonyi goya mendo se denshi ki nilu tonyan jikindu se dide Chorong denshi ki nilu tonyan da tonyi tonyan nila Chepa chenpo yore tihende gore se Yine tonyi tsanyi mato na denshi ki nilu tonyan yamara se Dina shi rachon kumbo to yamara se Kanyi sana tonyi se di jachinbo je Dino no ki kansa ki dame di diki chashi jirenda Da di togo gonda Tonyi di togo gore se O di mato na dine rachon ki kumbo tsanyi to yamara se Tonyi dil kogo
Well, this is what we explained yesterday, that the selflessness of individual is an aspect of emptiness. So in order to realize the selflessness of individual, in order to reach to this temporary nirvana, that is, so this is the state of arahathood. This temporary nirvana is the state of arahathood. In order to reach there, you need to realize the identitylessness of individual. Identitylessness of individuals, as we explained yesterday, an aspect of emptiness. So in order to realize the identitylessness of individual, or when you realize identitylessness of individual, you realize emptiness, or a part of it. And so therefore, it is necessary to realize emptiness, to have some understanding or realization of emptiness in order to realize identitylessness of individual. It's not like you'd realize an identitylessness of individuals separate from emptiness. So a realization of emptiness is necessary in order to reach to arahathood, to reach to this temporary. That was yesterday's explanation. Dominique.
Around the same place, I have the impression the word samsara is not precisely correctly used. Somebody who is still bound to the cycle of existence, how can he be free of samsara? Shouldn't it be said the three appearance in desire and maybe form realm is getting rid of, because the state of peace they describe is something in terms of realm was like a formless realm state, but which is still samsara. Those arhat.
Yes.
Cessation things.
Yes.
Are like descriptions of a state of formless realms, yes, which is part of samsara.
There was an example that was given in order to illustrate.
Give another example which is not part of samsara. Which won't work. So the point is...
Why it won't work?
Arhats, in my opinion, arhats are not beyond samsara.
Why?
Because they are still subjects of rebirth, and samsara is a cycle of existence. So if somebody gets reborn, he's still part of samsara, right?
So Buddha Shakyamuni is part of samsara? Dachambadiso, I'm consulting Tik Tene Korwalaya, Yores, Tening was a Korwat and Sibeko at Lagroa, Sibatne, and a consul young Chigirwa, Consogi Yishingiludilla, Tene, Kiwa Yerwa, Kichiboy, Kiwa Yudisambara, and a Siba Yerwa, Siba Yena, and a Kowana Latin Yogora, or the Nay in the Tene consul Dachambatani, young Kowana Latin. Chain marriage, or then, consul get decision that this zoom come down again. Lad, I would check reduce the coal the deva down again.
Remindos,
remindos.
And eh, Mundiki, a mare, coal tacity, coal a yanja chain de la maso, lead and you monk, warmy the che de jura. Did Dajun de la Yomarata, pound over. Mazo than the coal chain de Lenyank onki, Chiche Madena, Rome, ever chin chin on the. They lead and you monk cheddar. But the omega yanja yanja chede, the Dutchman, but the yomer. The call chick led in your month on the dash, shingana chen on the shingana chenny, the yanja teba chimbu with churned over chick and sugar when the yanja chava lengu yena. Didn't call Lenyuk on the chigu, Marta. Lenyuk on machine, didn't call ting in syndrome down the nuki, nubalatin, didn't call yanja, chaval hentu. Chick chick. Nin it under ye could do tower the yanja yanja chava lenya, you said, did and it under. Dindita, call a nene yanchi, coyke, dunga, cheganangi, chick, omit on so chick yon de achira, or di yamaras. Then the call a mini, coa pans at the young, dindela cobbles, chick, lenin congi, omit or chet achira, or di pounded in coa pans shivers. Madochidangi chia, coa travel at the tadun chitayomara. Quartal, Ko nyande dan koa dan nyande ni lot subi chechi yomara. Dedi koa maina ni nyande yingora, nyande chagomara kainsin dunga somal and demidoa. Then the daddy kandar chick, neko nyande seude, ko koa tawachi chadigur. Ni tanda koa pangre pangre seude, koa raba. Chick lenin gongi, omi de chede, o di dunga de panovers, di pano de koa pangas chever mother. Unachina koa tawadi tan ladders.
So this there's different in that as we've explained, and so they do not take birth again due to karma and negative emotions in the samsara. So this is what it means when we take birth in samsara, we have no control, no power about what happens. It's just we're just under the influence of karma and negative emotions, and they are not in this situation. They don't take birth ever again due to karma negative emotions. When they stay in those, so they stay in those pure fields there, and then at some point when they have, for example, when the Buddha come, and then they take birth again or a body again, and then this is Due to the power of meditative concentration, aspiration, prayers, and so on, and not without any control, without like under the influence of karma and negative emotions. And when we talk about also those subtle mental body, also it is a very subtle, very refined kind of level. All the gross aspect of samsara have been completely, you know, purified. And again, so they do not take rebirth without any control, without any freedom, under the influence of karma and negative emotions in those subtle mental bodies. So they're beyond that. They're beyond, you know, the fact of taking rebirth in the samsara due to the karma and negative emotions. But then there's still this subtle kind of samsara, because they haven't reached the ultimate nirvana, right? All phenomena are divided into samsara and nirvana. There can't be any phenomena that is neither part of samsara nor of nirvana. And so once they reach this temporary nirvana there, then they still haven't reached the ultimate nirvana. So in comparison to that, they're still in the very subtle kind of nirvana, in which, again, they are not under the influence of karma and negative emotions that would, you know, lead them to take rebirth and so on in this. And so all the kind of gross kind of suffering that we experience in samsara, and this they don't experience anymore. There's still a very kind of subtle kind of suffering that they may experience, but like nothing to do with our experience of samsara. So that's the difference.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was the case that that the karma of the arhats was exhausted, like after many months.
That's what he said.
Okay. So, but when it's exhausted, they're reborn into which way?
After the lotus flower, you mean?
Yeah. When the karma of the arhat is exhausted, where are they reborn? Is it one place?
You mean when they rise from the deep concentration in the lotus flower, from the state of cessation? Yeah. Concentration is in the lotus flower in the pure field.
At which point in the development of an arhat?
After they've attained arhathood,
yeah.
After a certain amount of time, that karma is exhausted.
Which karma?
Karma is exhausted the moment of which arhathood.
When they become without remainders, when all the accumulated karma is completely exhausted. Not only they don't create new one, isn't it? That's the definition of arhat without remainders. And what happened is that
This is when they die, so they go in the lotus flower in the pure field for 80 kalpas at that point. And then rays of light of compassion, not the karma, then take them out. And then what happens? Is it? You want to know that? Or? No. Okay.
If they're resting in a state that is beyond karma, doesn't that mean they're beyond causes and conditions? Isn't karma the law of cause and effect? So if they're beyond karma, aren't they beyond cause and effect?
There can't be any cause and effect, there's not karma, is it?
Then how does anything ever change?
That comes up, this judgment by this, then you have to get you. Late in the time, it's Zosara. Late time, it's Zosara.
Mm-hmm. It's
still undefined kind. It's still undefined kind. Late time, then
Zoya,
then it legume dig. Carza, Junjigi, get deva, then it. Junjil and deva. Oh, Junjil and deva ingorwa.
Lily deva ina,
legume de la gorwa. The young, any young in a hot in a zamagili young.
That kowala yanja wamai ke che ke le de nyum se bares jidan ke le chong se res se mar samig le yeres samig le se de ni gewala shin shimba nyangne ne de bala sambuta de ke de ni ke chi yinju gewa yin de ni yin chi nam to le mande de ni de ni mambo yore da di shiti cha de de ni le mambo yores da de ko kowala che ke chik le de nyum de so wamai ke che de le de nyum se lo de ni ko Shingana, Karachi, or Sidin, Shingana, co, that thing in Zinda, Chick Samik Le, Gewachadora, dig Nibalet in Shiganche, or any Shingana Chene, Layan, that co, Tejan Shundo, the Yanjama, and Chico as a coanda within the church over it, Shingana, church over it, that the Kawache in the Yanko, Led and your monkey, want me to Chegumar. Call a cheddar, Lenin Yomara, Led and your monkey's daughter, Yanako, thing in Zinda, that Chick Samik Yan, ladies of Nibalet in the co. Chik rāngāndā wā chik tōne dā yāng shīngāndā yāng dī nā shīngi dā chik kōwāndā wā dīndi dā yāng jār chē gu rās dī yāng jār chē gu dī dīni ngā sō nā shīngi chēni chē gā nā shīngi dūngā tāndā ōmē tō nyōng dī yā shīngi dā wā dī dūngā dī kō lā yōng gu yōng mā rās
So, as we said, then all the, in terms of the karma, it's all the karma, this gross aspect of karma that would, you know, that lead us to take rebirth again and again in samsara without any control of what's happening. All that they've purified, but still they still have this undefiling karma, as we mentioned. You know, all those actions they do, this undefiling karma that correspond, still have those cognitive obscuration, and because of those cognitive obscuration, also they do still do a lot of those actions, still accumulate a lot of undefiling karma. And so, then after that, then like when they come to practice, when they are awakened by the compassion of the Buddha and come to practice the Mahayana, then they take rebirth, but it is not, again, like us, due to under the influence of the karma and negative emotions that they take rebirth there, because this type of karma they've eliminated, no more negative emotions. It's just due to power of samadhi, aspiration, prayer, this undefiling karma, then they take rebirth wherever they want, whether in like amidst, you know, among us in the samsara, or in the pure field, wherever. And it's not like with a control like us, you know, under the power of our karma and negative emotions, we just take rebirth wherever in samsara. Then they have control of that, and due to the power of their meditative concentration, of their aspiration, prayer, of their undefining karma.
This is the last part you're talking about, the bodhisattva, no longer an arhat.
So, are they considered to be bodhisattvas then? The Buddhas?
Tene chashun ba tene ya tene ya lang de tene ya konso ke tekchen tene gong ya tene gochu ra o de ka su konso de sala shu be cha chu sem ba tene tsir ba
ta ta chum ba de ta te ba chum bo le ya shu de te ba chum bo lang ga yo ra di lam dam bo khin ro ra dam bo de nim ba ni te ba chum bo gen pha bi ke lam ma re That the coin chugged the co tension gate, such a chatter. Teba main big, co pavara, in a teba chamboge co, so this joy chatter. Teching pava chala, teba chambog in tonam de togora, or the indidaco, tumble so this joy in a co, mazona he so this joy manada. Mazona he, mazole, that pava no, pava che, in a teba chambo corongi, jing pava le tershawina, yeah, so this joy no, which chatter. Or the indida. Dendichin and that called Lana Shudo, the lamb tumble of Shudo, the Dinico, Chanju sent by a channel or kinds, and then Chanju could send the Julie Genora. Then any Chanju sent by Imbala, and Chick Dendichik on that.
So they do not enter the path on any boomies, but they enter the path at the beginning of the path that is the path of accumulation, the five path, you know, on the Mahayana. So they follow the five. They need to follow each of the path of the Mahayana. So even though for on the Hinayana level, then they are noble beings, Aryas, then from a Mahayana point of view, they are just ordinary beings. So still, compared to ourselves, then they are. Compared to ourselves, they of course are, you know, Aryas, but then, you know, in terms of so they are not, you know, still, you know, completely equal with us. But as from a Mahayana point of view, then they haven't reached on the path of seeing of the Mahayana. So and they still have to do that. So they enter the path on the Mahayana path, on the path of accumulation. And when they enter the path of the Mahayana path of accumulation, they generate bodhicitta and therefore become bodhisattvas and can be called bodhisattvas.
What does it cure from?
Uh-huh.
They don't have negative emotions. The only thing they have is cognitive obscuration, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What does he all the, you know, what does he do until they reach actually the stage of some of when they are actually able to remove cognitive obscuration? What does he until then on the path of accumulation and so on? I mean, it's not really much to do for them, isn't it? Because they did all that stuff already. So I mean,
compassion and all that they did.
You're not like
compassion,
I mean, like, man,
I got emotions left. Because, then you need
to come and meet, then you have
to know, lam, tambo, nipo, then you have to know, 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 you have to
know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you sa jeba ke ko se yamara sa dimbi ko ni ri chama pa yan zonro de pa yan zonro de ko thechen ki chona ne ma shin ni sa jeba pa khatu shu ro re thechen ki gore khashe ki o da ko sonam ne ya shu go ma re thechen thona ne khatu shu ro re she gore ine de jo chama ani gun chen no chen ba ge bin ti ma re ko da chum ba de la nyu mo ni ri pa yan yamara ni ri chama pa sa ra ine te ba chim bo ge chona ne ya ro go re Jungsen Karsena Chu Tanjigi, Nilu Tombani Chu Tanjigi, then the Tombani Toyake, Unson the Toya de Tejin Tonara Diki Toba de Che Chebala, Dingunaya, Tosago Ganda Tomambo Sago, Janjugi Saint Gongore, Hinji Gongore, Dina Shingeko, Paching in Yale Mambo, Mambo Chene, Shine, Tebachimbogi, Yigi, Chu Tanji, Tombani Toyake, Unson the Tobiki, and she the Chegore mother, only Dichella could. Dachumba de Sotani Masan, Kadu Tejan of Pashu Chojoyerson. This Chojoyamar, or Jungsin Delatin. Did Toba the Chevy Cheruko, didn't Solani, I imagine, Yan Juni. Sosan and Dogger Mother. Dim saw the Masan and co, driver the Poyamar, and you did the take us Poyamara. She did it, Satambo Matoko Father, Poyam Gotsu Yamara. That di Parola, Solam the Jalani, because driver Poyam to Yamara. Inea Tonangi, ye shed the chair Chevala, so Mamma Sagota.
So there's a lot of discussions among learned masters on this subject, and so some are saying that actually the arahat then enters directly on the eighth bhumi because their realization of emptiness corresponds to they have eliminated all the emotional obscurations. And so all emotional obscurations are eliminated on the bodhisattva path at the end of the seventh bhumi, the last one. And so we are just left with cognitive obscuration on the eighth bhumi. So since they've removed all emotional obscuration, then they reach directly to the eighth bhumi. Some others say that they are because they have the realization of emptiness, then they enter in the first bhumi in the path of seeing. And some say that they enter at the beginning of the path. But then the omniscient Longshanpa then set this thing straight and explain clearly what the situation is. Said that actually they have to enter at the very beginning of the path, because in order to realize emptiness and the path of seeing, of the Mahayana path of seeing, and to see the identitylessness of all phenomena directly in on the path of seeing of the Mahayana, then you need before that to have accumulated a great deal of merit. Completed the accumulations by cultivating compassion, by cultivating bodhicitta, by practicing extensively the paramitas, and so in this way then completing the accumulations. Unless you do that, then you won't be able to directly see the identitylessness of all phenomena when you reach on the first bhumi and the path of seeing of the Mahayana. And so therefore on this path, for the arahat, when he comes, he has eliminated already all emotional obscuration. And so it is true that you don't do you start to work with the cognitive obscuration on the first bhumi. And so it's not that they have to remove the obscuration, because all those emotional obscuration have been removed already. But what they need to do still is to accumulate, to complete the accumulations, without which this direct seeing of the Dhammata cannot occur in the on the first bhumi. We can't have the direct experience of emptiness as in the Mayana, the identitylessness of all phenomena. That comes only if we have completed all those accumulations. So they still have to do that. So that's why they enter at the beginning.
So, when you
have this realization of the Mahayana of emptiness on the Mahayana path and the first bhumi, there's also this aspect of seeing the equality of self and others. You know, that has been described when we realize selflessness, and then we see that ourselves and others are equal. And this, but then the Shravakas, they still have this strong and grasping of themselves, strong cherishing of themselves, seeing themselves, you know, as very different from the others. So they still have to, on those path of accumulation and joining, you know, to work a lot at exchanging themselves with others, equalizing self and others, and so on, in order to kind of reduce this tendency that they have, this strong, you know, difference that they make between themselves and others. Unless they do that, then it is impossible that they just, you know, just immediately, just naturally see without any effort themselves and others as equal when they reach on this first bhumi. So they need first to go through all that. Davide, I think, had a question earlier.
The suffering of those, which kind of the three suffering is the one experienced by the
Judge about it, okay. Don't get new a couple of tenny. Don't get some in the Kagedi shares.
Depache, Chaban to Jake Dungan Dore, Chaban to Jake Dungas, the Kitchiki, Changes and Pet, Dunga Travachel, Chaban to Jake Dungas Shemdo. Then Jui Dunga, the Dunga, Dunga, the Pet, Dunga, Rabar, Dunga Shuchabo. Dunga Tra, Kitchiki, Changes and Jutinik, Dunga Travach. Chaban to Jake Dunga.
And so this is might be the, all-pervading suffering in the making, the third type of suffering, that is this a very subtle type of suffering that is, you know, occurring like instant by instant and is very subtle, whereas the other two types of suffering, the suffering of suffering and the suffering of change, are kind of gross types of suffering. So there's still this a very subtle type of suffering there, of the all-pervading suffering in the making. That's Ian.
Why don't the Bodhisattvas who on the first bhumi have a direct view of the selflessness both of individuals and phenomena? Why aren't they free of emotional obscurations at that point?
It's also a long
chapter. The Shedip Tene and Sadumbari Capsula Tene Nyunjit and Sadumba de Pansa Tene. Gebala mevage denda deni yina deni tis konsoge jajamba ditso konsoge daame ge towe towa chamge latene ani konso nyendi chama pangtu rwa ine satangbo chanchu semba ditso ani konsoge cheni garse chedamchege tama tone ani konso nyendi pangtu mino kane ina
ale tedi junse yare nyendi pang jebala Kansak dami de toba tsangi, unso to toba tsang pantuwe mare. Kainsena, Kansak dami unso toba de yani yando gomne, gomba de zogo, gomba kin liba de tsama, yungo. Gomba kin liba tsama, Kansak dami unso to toni, di gong 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 yak in liba de zolo de. Tenin di zolo de shini, nyundi tsama panawa tade. Dachumi komotoro de Kansak dami chipu de gomne, de gomba kin liba zonine ko. 방롱다 사탕비 거서 간사기 담이 단 최기 담이 참마 또 외리 이내야 간사기 담이 원선도 또 받잖아 마도 그 고냐기 니바데 조에 말 고냐기 니바데 사탕바 니바 삼바 시바 나바 두바 딤바 거서 되니 고냐기 조바 니바데 신인 조거 간사기 담이 고냐기 니바데 사드미 거서 조에 되나 대중기 간사기 담이 고냐기 니바 고냐기 니바 조에 되니 니와 니 냥거 되니 신이 우디치네 사탄비 코스 간사게 담에 단 최단지 담에 원서 또 예르디 이니 원서도 또 받상게 팬도 외머 년디 참아 뽕이라 간사게 담에 데 곰바데 기 니바데 쪼고 어디 거 신인 쪼고 군다 신이 야 곤니 사탄보데 니바 삼바 코스 곰곰데니 야 칼레 칼레 사드미 코스 데니 니바데 참아 쪼네 바노 짐센 데르다 다종게 거 간사게 담에 마토 또 예마레 디기 포인트 야기 짐센 카르스네 드라촌바디게 톰보 크론서 토난 코스 간사게 담에 원서 또 디니 고나기 코스라 코 마보 고네 디 니바 쫀데 디니 신이 드라촌 토네 니몬 스모 파운다 어디레나
there's a reason for that and that is that so when the arhat when reaching arhathood so you realize fully the selflessness of individual and you also you brought to kind of to its full power it's the meditation on the selflessness of the individual, in the way you'd say you perfected that meditation, so that the bodhisattva on the first bhumi has a realization of that, but he hasn't completed the meditation of it. He hasn't reached the full power of this meditation. Once you realize, you know, you need to cultivate again and again and again and again in order to reach the full, you know, extent of the power of this meditation. That would remove the all those obscurations. So the power of the realization of an arhat, then because he has fully mastered this practice, or he's fully realized and accomplished the practice of the selflessness, identitylessness of individual, then this can act as an antidote that removes all emotional obscuration. And this is a level that reach the bodhisattva on the seventh bhumi. Then on the seventh bhumi, then the bodhisattva perfects the power of the meditation of the selflessness or identitylessness of individual, and therefore removes all the cognitive obscuration. Because, mind you, the arhat. So first, when following the shravaka path, then you see directly the identitylessness of individual on the path of seeing. Of the Shravakayana, yeah, of the Shravaka path. So on this path of seeing, you see, and then throughout all the path of meditation of the Shravakas, then you cultivate that understanding so that you perfect it when you reach arhathood, and at that point remove all the emotional obscuration. So it's the same also on the path of seeing of the Bodhisattvas. They have a certain realization, that the realization of the identitylessness of individual. But they haven't accomplished fully its meditation, brought this meditation to its complete, you know, mature, is completely mature, has its complete power, full power, which is reached only on the seventh bhumi. You alright? Okay. Paloma?
It's about the mental body. Are the two referring to the same thing?
The mental body and the?
The mental body, it says.
And?
The wisdom body. In the wisdom body is in the commentary to verse 48 in Bodhicitta.
Rest in their wisdom bodies. Dilatani long chain there. Chashu sending a long chain down at the Yishi Lugi. I'm not going to say. Year of Shingi Lugi. Young teenage,
so that.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So the wisdom body here is different to the wisdom body in the Vajrayana.
네 예수 일루다 아 아주 남긴 게야 다 입견하는데 집었던 소아 나 저기 쿠 롱쿠 다월더니 쿠 다월더니 도지대 바기 쿠 드쪽에 네 가가르도 아
가가르가 이 예식 루스에 대기 이기 루타와지 여레스 셰서 어디라는데 마도 지 대화 정보기 예시 추구세야 당한데니 깨져만해
so yes yeah, it's different from the from what is you know in the Mahayana here is those so the wisdom body that refer to these mental bodies or mental bodies that we mentioned earlier and do not refer for example to the Dharmakaya of wisdom or the wisdom body of the Dharmakaya and so on which is the term kaya in the translation also the term that is used here, yeshigi lu, is a normal term like when we talk about our own body, and in the Vajrayana we talk about ku, which is the honorific for body that we would use for like a lama or someone. Like, so it's also different terms. Yeah.
Just a very quick question. I mean, it's about it just came from mind talking about this bhumi thing. Like the Buddhisattva gradually purifies and bhumis. We always talk about like first bhumi see 100 Buddhas, you know, second bhumi see 1,000 Buddhas, and shake 100 world system, you shake 1,000 world system. Does it happen gradually that the number of Buddhas you see increase? Or is it like, oh, now I can see 100, and then, oops, now I can see 1,000, second bhumi, you know?
That's perfect time.
Okay, I'm going to say, 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 So, but then it kind of jagged a rimba, rimba, which I get a hop, a meta, which you can hear, then it's sunny by the lady, but then it's not dealing in jazz, don't it? And it's sunny by the lady, then lamps on the chicken store, which are any young, the sunny, then a young, just sassam by the chicks, then the lamps on the dinner. And there is. And there is.
And there is. And there is. And there is. And there is. And there is. And there is. And there is. And there is. 산지 전 제도야 시간 잘라 뒤세들은 로토야 생전 자기 야 민도와 미와 다디 산님바 토하다냐도 양 데르게 개지찌라 어디 니바데야 동다 중이 뒤세찌라 이용해서 마다 갈래 갈래 징말이라 고 사데 타와다냐도 간다디 이용을 사 동부 타와다냐도 연대 자라 중이 님바 타와다냐도 연대 동다 중이 뒤세찌라
So that's one, one instant, you know, because also you can see in one instant, you can see the 100 Buddhas and so on. So the moment you reach on the first bhumi, then you acquire this capacity to see directly 100 Buddhas. And so the moment you and to shake 100 world system and to ripen 100 sentient beings. And the moment you pass onto the second bhumi, then you acquire the capacity of seeing as 1,000 Buddha, shake 1,000 world system and so on.
There's a distinct thing that purifies and something there's something actually I mean seeing the nature directly I mean there's something one can say okay there's something really actually happening there and then 7 to 8 one can say okay there's really a big thing going on there but then first to second what is actually like what is the big difference between first and second pool what is actually purified so strongly that we have suddenly 10 times more power
Kenju 414 discards yeah. of the path.
네, 드니 가서 드니 개발 좀 보려도 기아당 직통 쓰네. 드니 기아 드니 쿠 드니 야자 주니 다 돈다 주니 드니 개발 좀 보려도 기아 드니 직통 쓰기 개발 좀 더. 근데 드니 사 담보네 드니 니바 니바 바라다 드니 개발 간데 요새 된다 전부 드니 요새기 말했어요. 드니 사 듄바 개발 드니 리카 전부 더 직 드니 전지 배방으로 얘다 담보 니바 바르다 네 간데 요새 다가 저 인사면도
거거디 거다디 크리싱도 빼나 사 담보기 짐바기 바친데 냐네 Suringi, Pachingi, Yanende, any new but the God's humor. Suringi, Pachinde, Sanibi, Cosushin, Niva Zonga. That the legend of Pachingi, Niva, the remission of Sarre, like Zosu Shinga. What did Zosu Shiva the Cotchik Satambo, the Nimba City, the Ben Jobanda, which Genanda, Daiko, Chick, Yinmongo, Jonga. In a co Sanibi, Chick, Yanenge, Topachi, Chevora. Dikope satambole jako niwa chawe kandar. Ko tizu tuna yan kandar. Di parola tizu rimbo yananda tundu yananda satambo ge jik nyanengi toba dele. Sanyimbi kos kichi chiki chaba chewindola ko nyanendi marawaji chagura. Odi niwaji. Tegasi chik shuchi mo chagura. Pe chashana sachu ki jungi tama shigunda ta sachuba ki tama jira kichi rawa yanandini rimba rawa yananda di. Diki jela dini sanje kombo togo yana. The parola chico penyora. Tindy nevo imbala dila, Sanji kitching, niva soma yomare, di kitchi chig jail, Sanji la penny, which much chowder. They call kitchi chig punjugia, Nyaning niva, because yungueres.
So it's not the case at all. There's a big difference between the first and second bhumi, for example, in terms of the start with the tutorialization and then also the, if we take, for example, the practices. On the first bhumi, you perfect the practice of the paramita of generosity. And at that level, then the we haven't touched so much the paramita of discipline. It's not perfected at all. Paramita of discipline will be perfected on the second bhumi. There's a big difference there in terms of the realization, in terms of the practice. And so when we come to get to the realization of entering the second bhumi, then at that instant, then we enter the second bhumi. And do the practices and then perfect the paramita of discipline there. And then once this is perfected and when we have, you know, the full power of this practice, then we go to the third bhumi. It's not, you know, a question of time. Maybe it might be that the time spent on the second bhumi is shorter than on the first bhumi, but in terms of the power that is acquired, then, you know, it's much greater. And then, you know, in terms of perfecting the realization, in terms of perfecting the practices, and so at the moment that you pass to the other bhumi, then you acquire those qualities when you reach that particular realization, and then you acquire those qualities. This is to understand if you look at the end of the 10th bhumi, the end of the continuum, there. And so in this last, and just before becoming a Buddha. So at that instance, it's very close. Yet you don't have all the qualities of a Buddha, do you? So it is only the moment that you pass, that you enter, you become a Buddha. The moment you become a Buddha, then you have all the qualities of the Buddha. But the moment before, where you're not yet Buddha, you don't have all those qualities. So once you pass into it, you get that particular realization, pertaining to the different levels, then you acquire also, together with it, the particular qualities.